Vectis Radio.
We have the lovely Chris coming from the Rotary Isle of Wight to tell us about a concert he's doing. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are we?
Very good. Pleased to be here. Glad it started raining at last.
Yes, we noticed our grass has started to get green.
It has,
a little bit.
The cat wasn't impressed because he got damp.
Right, so you've got a concert coming up.
Yes, indeed. It's at the Apollo Theatre.
Oh, yes,
in
nice
Newport,
little theatre, yeah.
Which is a fabulous venue.
Is that all the Rotary members in the choir?
No. I think I'm the only Rotary member in the choir.
Oh, right.
Okay. But it's on the Sunday afternoon, 13th of September, mm-hmm. 2:30, and it's the New Church Male Voice Choir.
Yeah. Oh, yes, heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, very good, although I say it myself. They do an eclectic collection of songs, all sorts. So there's something for everybody, really, everything from Welsh hymns through to musicals, you know, things like songs from Les Mis, as well as a bit of operatic stuff and some traditional male voice choir items. It's
right.
A very good program.
I'm sure.
Welsh songs sort of lend themselves notably to male voice choirs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My only problem is that I don't speak Welsh and we sing it in Welsh.
Oh, you sing it in Welsh?
Oh, yes.
Aren't they generally in a minor key as well?
You might say that. But anyway. Gwahaddiad is the one that I think we'll probably might be doing on that occasion.
Okay.
But that'll be the only one, I think. But then we've also got Quintile, who are a wind quintet. They are extremely proficient, very, very well-known local group. It's five-piece wind band.
Right.
It's a, what is it, flute, oboe, clarinet, French horn and bassoon. I've heard them previously and they are very good.
I'm sure they are.
So they would be well worth coming to hear.
And so is this in aid of anything?
Yes, it's in aid of two charities. Now, as you probably know, I'm sure you know, Rotary International supports local as well as international matters.
Yeah.
And on this occasion, the international support that we're offering is for a group called Butterfly Baby Baskets, which is based in Malawi.
Right.
And their purpose is to provide baskets for newborn children soon as the mother is discharged from the maternity clinic.
Yeah.
They are offered one of these baskets, which contains lots of goodies as well as the basket itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a mattress, fitted mosquito net, a blanket, full set of baby clothes, a local style baby carrier, what else? A couple of nappies, reusable nappies, Vaseline, and various other things, and a cuddly toy, which is a nice touch.
Of course.
And the reason is that when Dr. Jenna Davis was out there doing her elective from medical school, she discovered that there was a very high mortality rate among newborns in that part of Malawi, and it was largely because parents would sleep with their children often on the floor, and they'd often roll over on them in the night and suffocate them.
Oh dear.
And so she thought, well, why don't we create a Moses basket, and they hadn't heard of the idea, and she found a group of local weavers that she recruited, got a proper basket weaver to train them, and that began the idea back in 2016, and it's been going ever since, and it now supplies these baskets to the original place, which is in Nkata Bay in the north of Malawi, as well as five or six maternity units in the capital city, Lilongwe. So, Rotary like to support them and have done for all those years. And
it's a brilliant cause, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I think so.
Such a simple solution to a major problem.
Yes. Right?
Absolutely, yeah, sure. And the other one is the local side is Homestart, which is based on the island. It's a national organisation, but the local one is what we're supporting, Homestart Isle of Wight. And they support families with children under five.
Right.
And they don't have to be in dire need. It's any family that feels that they could do with a bit of support for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the Homestart volunteers will go in and befriend the family. They probably give them about 2 hours a week of one-to-one support in their own home.
Yeah.
But they also organise events in their centre, which is in Newport. And they have groups for the young mums or dads, for that matter. They have play days. They have outdoor activities. They do all sorts of things to support young families. And as I say, you don't have to be in dire need. Any family that feels they'd like to talk to other families in the same circumstance, namely with a child under five.
Well, some people are quite isolated, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. And some might not feel the need for, you know, what's the word I want? Official support, if you like.
Yes.
This is done by volunteers. I mean, they are a professional organisation. They have professional staff, but most of the people that work here are volunteers.
Yes.
And so, again, Rotary felt that they were a worthwhile cause.
Absolutely,
all the proceeds from this concert will be split between Butterfly Baby Baskets in Malawi and Home Start on the Isle of Wight.
So you can support a good cause and have an enjoyable time.
Absolutely right, yeah, sure. So, and tickets are available already on the Apollo Theatre website.
Oh, right, yes, it's fairly easy to find that one.
Very easy, yeah. And you just scroll down to our particular event, because all their events are on there, and you can choose your seat and pay your money, and the in the knowledge that every penny goes to the charities.
And how much are the tickets? Do we know?
Yep, we do. It's if you book online, it's £11 plus a booking fee, which is 83 pence, I think. But if you go into the box office yourself, it's only £11 because there's no booking fee because they're not using the booking service.
Right.
You know, the
ticket service. That makes sense,
Okay.
What date was that again?
It's on Sunday, the 13th of September, at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. Oh, so a nice afternoon.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a little cafe, isn't there?
There's a little cafe at the theatre.
And a bar.
And a bar, yes. It is.
An amazingly cheap bar.
It is very good. I'm just trying to say, trying to explain to people where it is in Newport. If you know where, let's say where Subway was, is, I don't know if it's still there even.
It's on Pyle Street.
Pyle Street.
It's the bottom end of Pyle Street.
The bottom end of Pyle Street. Yeah. It used to be a church. It still looks lucky from the front.
It's
a lovely theatre.
Not far from where Pizza Express used to be.
That's right. So if you come in from the Coppins Bridge end of Pyle Street, it's about two-thirds of the way up on the right.
Yeah, there's a bit of parking around there as well. Not a lot.
No, it's a bit dodgy.
But your best bet is to park in the bus station, car park.
Or Morrison's, but don't tell them that.
Even then you're limited there to time.
Anyway, so that's that Sunday. Have you got anything else for us?
I don't think so at the moment. That's the most important event that we're doing.
Excellent.
Excellent event.
Well, as I say, and I'm sure you've been told already, but you can always put these events on our website free of charge, and they'll get promoted as well. But it doesn't mean you have to stop coming in. It just means that you get a bit more free promotion for these things
absolutely.
As well.
I appreciate that. That's very helpful.
Thank you for coming in, and thank you for that. I hope the concert goes well. I can't remember if we've got anything on that day or not, but I don't know if our diary is already pretty full.
Well, come along and record it. That'd be great.
Okay, I'll have a think about that. But,
I don't know if it's legal.
that was the first thought.
Performing
rights might be a bit. We'll have to worry about that. Yeah. What we'll have to get you to do is to come in with a handful of your members and do us a little impromptu one sometime in the studio.
Yes. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah,
to do that.
We had Steve Lovin last week.
Doing live stuff. Yeah, but if you were to get, how many in your choir?
Usually it's about 20, 24, something like that.
A bit tight in here.
It would be.
Just a handful of people. Perhaps do something.
Unfortunately, you have to have balance between the four sections.
We'll think about that.
From each section. There you go. Balance.
we'll ever think about that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Chris.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you again very soon, I'm absolutely sure.
Okay. Vectis Radio on DAB.